Dav Beis, Masechtas Erevin, Nu Masechta. A Mavid that's taller than 20 Amos, you have to make it less. Rebuta says you don't have to. So wider than 10 Amos, you have to make it less. If it has a Tzuras HaPesach, which means like a Ches, even though it's wider than 10 Amos, you don't have to make it less. Rent in the Mishnah, Masechtas Sukkah, Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amos, that's possible. Rebuta says it's kosher. Why by Sukkah does it say possible? By Mavid says that you might. So when it says Sukkah, which is the Deraisa, therefore it's a very long time loss. So you can say the word is Pasul. Mavi, which is really Minatayr Mutter, the Rabban just asked it, he has to say Tekanta, can't say the word Pasul. Another Teretz Minatayr, it also says a Tekanta. Sukkah, which has a lot of halachas, needs at least three walls. It needs Chamas B'Tzalasa, and it has to be at least 10 Tvachim tall. So therefore it says Pasul, it's Pasul, it's easy to say that all these cases in Mishnah is Pasul. Mavu, which doesn't have too many things, it says Tekanta. Rebuta said name Rav Chum didn't learn it only from the Pesach of the Hechel. Rebuta didn't learn it only from the Pesach of the Ulam. The Ulam was 40 Amos and the Hechel was 20. Rebuta didn't learn the Mishnah, the Pesach of the Hechel was 20 Amos tall and wide 10 Amos. And the Ulam was 40 Amos tall and wide 20 Amos. They both learned it out from one Pasuk. It says Shachta Pesach al-Moed. The Rabbana hold Kedushas Hechel Chud, Kedushas Ulam Chud. And therefore it says Pesach al-Moed is only in the Hechel, so it's 20 Amos tall. Rebuta says no, Hechel and Ulam is the same thing. So if you did the Hechel and the Ulam and the Hechel, the Yotz. And when it says Pesach al-Moed, it's going on both. Another Teretz according to Rebuta, the Kedushas Ulam Chud and Kedushas Hechel separate. And the reason Rebuta is it says Al Pesach Ulam Habayis. And the one says Ivud said Al Pesach Ulam, you're right. Now it says Al Pesach Ulam Habayis tells you the house that goes into the Ulam, which is the Hechel. So we find that that pasuk is by Mishkan. So it says Mishkan has to be called. Mikdash Bitch has to be called Mishkan. Because if not, the reader said the name of Shmuel Shlomo that checked it before they opened the doorway of the Hechel's pasuk. It says Shlomo Pesach Olamayit. When it's open, not when they're locked. And that pasuk is by Mishkan. So he said, we find Mishkan is called Mikdash, it's called Mishkan, and Mishkan is called Mikdash. It says Mikdash, it's called Mishkan, it says it's Mishkan B'Sayachachem. And the Mishkan was already built. But Mishkan, it's called Mikdash. You know what it says? If it says, it says, Nasa Kas Noisa Mikdash, Vekimusa Mishkanat Boim, so it said the word Mikdash, maybe that's going in the R, the Gemara says. Ela from this passage, also the Mikdash was Chante B'Sech, which was the Mishkan. Both according to Chum and Rebuta, let's learn off from the Shara Chatz. It says, Oyech Chatz, Abayev Amma, Berech, Chavish, Chavish, 50-50, and height 5 Amma. It says, Chavish, Asama, Kloim, 15 curtains, the Chassim, Exiv, the Chassim, Zem, Zem, the Shara Chatz, Kloim, Chavish, Asama. So 50 was 30, so you're left with 20. So just like over there is 5 at the width of 20, Heter should be 5 tall the width of 20. So the Gemara says, that's called Pesach Shara Chatz, but not Pesach Stam. Another Teretz is when it says, Kloim, Chavish, Asama, Lakos, we speak about the height. The height, it says, V'kayim b'chom shavos. So it's from the edge of the Mizbech, 5 amas above it. The reader from the Pesach learns out from the Pesach, Sh'ulam, it says, Rachem es amas yamayit, the reader doesn't argue. So Abayi says, yes, he does argue in the Braisa. It says, in the Braisa, something's wider than 10 amas, has to be yamayit. The reader says, it doesn't have to be yamayit. So then he'll argue the Mishnah. He says, argues in the height, and then Orhul Adin means the width. I review the learns of Pesach Sh'ulam, learns it out. We learned more that it's taller than 20 amas to make it less. The reader says, 40 or 50, and Bakapara says, even 100. Now, according to Bakapara, it's a Guzman. But according to Rebuta, what's the Guzman? It says 50. Now, Mishnah Rebuta are 40 we learn out from Pesach Shulam, but 50 ways we learn out. He said this Mishnah makes a mistake. This is where he made a mistake to Rav. Because we learn the price above this taller than 20 amos, more than the Pesach Shulam, which make it less. He holds like the Rabbanan, like the Pesach Shulam, we learn out. And Rebuta says Pesach Shulam, Rebuta learns out from Pesach of regular kings. So one says if they learn from Pesach of the Hechel, he should need doors like the Hechel. Why did he say? The Hechshemov B'Sham says Lechi Anakar, but still says Lechi Orakar. But what about doors? So one says doors of the Hechel is just sneeze. So one says it shouldn't help the Tzuras HaPesach. So Hechel Tzuras HaPesach had it, and nevertheless 10 amos, that's what it had. Why do we say if it had Tzuras HaPesach even more than 10 amos, it doesn't have to be right? Says what's the reason only according to Rav? But not according to review the Chiv Rav Kamed Rav, you don't have to be in mind. And we said we have to be in mind. Tak after mind. So the Gemara says then Amaltera, which are these rows, should not help, because the Hechel had the Maltera, and nevertheless, 20 was tall. It says five Maltera, Shemilo, was one on top of the other. So what's the Kasha? Maybe that, we're talking only speaking about the Malteras of the Ulam. And this is the end of Daf Beis.